This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As we start things out, a story tonight to start the show that I mentioned yesterday we didn't get to. It's about coupons. Now, you wouldn't think it'd be too hard to make a coupon, right? You know, you got to put some specific information on it, probably have to get in touch with your vendors or the retailers, and probably, you know, I'm sure it does take a little bit of effort, but it's a coupon. It's not like it's the most technologically complex device out there, right? A coupon. It's a piece of paper.
Sounds relatively easy.
Right? Well, government can't even get coupons right. I mean, certainly a theme on this show is the ineffectiveness and inefficiency of government programs and how whenever a government attempts to do something, it usually results in the opposite of the original intentions of the program. If not the opposite, a total failure in that it doesn't actually reach its intentions, or certainly it doesn't reach them at the original level or budget that they were intended to reach. It never can actually complete its programs in the way it expects to. And in the case of the Americans that are looking to the government to give themselves a discount on digital television converter boxes, turns out they're getting screwed. According to the Associated Press, some Americans are finding that those government-issued coupons used to help pay for DTV boxes are expiring before they can be redeemed, according to House lawmakers. Consumers are also having a tough time finding converter boxes, which are sold out in some stores, and should be given more time to buy them even after the coupons expire, say the lawmakers during a House and Energy subcommittee hearing. One of them said, if you can't get a box within the 90 days, then what good is this? He held up one of the coupons that resemble plastic gift cards. The government established a $1.5 billion coupon program to help millions of consumers buy the converter boxes before
$1.5 billion
taxpayer dollars are going to subsidize people so they can keep watching their television.
Well, that's not really fair. It's the government is changing, is forcing television stations to change how they broadcast. So the government is at fault here, but they're using our money to fix the problem.
It established this program to help people buy the converter boxes before the nationwide transition to digital programming in February. Households are eligible for two $40 coupons, which are aimed primarily at up to 21 million owners of the older model sets that rely on antennas to watch television. If they don't get a converter box when the country's broadcasters complete the switchover, they'll wind up staring at a blank screen. Cable and satellite TV subscribers do not need the boxes. Overall, about 8.5 million households have requested 16 million coupons since the program started earlier this year, according to the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, which is overseeing the coupon program. So far, nearly 3 million coupons have been redeemed.
I'm probably going to have to, you know, use one of these converter boxes to watch television as a result of this legislation.
That's not very likely. It's unlikely you'd be able to receive any TV signals where you live.
None at all? I mean,
there's one coming out of Manchester, but I don't think you'd do too well with that.
Actually, you may, Mark. I believe there is a station out of New York. I grew up on antenna TV. So you got ABC out of New York,
interstate
New York.
Well, anyway, it's possible, I suppose. There are 1,800 participating retailers, and while one of the bureaucrats said there had been some evidence that several retailers have defrauded customers, there have been no egregious instances of waste, fraud, and abuse. Still, several unnamed retailers have been decertified for the program or from the program. I don't care about what the retailer's doing. I'm interested more in the coupons. According to this, of the roughly 840,000 coupons that recently expired, 42% were redeemed. According to the rules, consumers with expired coupons cannot reapply for new ones. 58% of consumers are ineligible to get new coupons. That could present some real serious problems, according to one legislator. Oh, no, Americans might be without their precious television motion boxes if they have these coupons that expire. Several lawmakers have urged the NTIA to be flexible with consumers whose coupons expire, either by extending the deadline or allowing them to reapply for new coupons. The statutory deadline can't be changed, said the spokesbureaucrat for the NTIA, but the agency is examining the new idea that consumers could reapply for new coupons. He said the agency is weighing several factors, including whether there are enough funds to implement the idea. So the government's little coupon program, not quite working out as they had originally intended. Apparently putting expiration dates on these things to the point where people are getting the coupons and they've basically already expired, and they're not really being given much of a window to go out and actually use the coupons. So much for government, you know, trying to help these people out, I guess. Just not working out as they intended.
Yeah, well, you know, it's no surprise to me that the government failed here when they put the, they gave themselves a deadline. They gave everyone a deadline. Well, they gave the television stations a deadline, which I'm sure is very easy. You know, you guys have to switch over on such and such a date to only digital television. However, they got involved because they said, well, if we're forcing people to not be able to watch television, we're forcing these TV stations to switch over, then we should provide the people that, you know, have old TVs and haven't upgraded to DTV, we should provide them with converters. So then they got themselves involved in the deadline. Obviously, they have to be able to, you know, process these coupons. I guess, you know, the coupons, they give money to the manufacturer of the converter box. That makes sense? Is that how it works?
Ooh, I know. I think it's the retailers.
Or they refund money to the... No,
I believe it's the retailers that get the money.
So, you know, they're involved, so they have to then cut checks and that kind of thing to the retailer. Mm-hmm. And, of course, they have to process this information all in a limited amount of time. And whereas retailers all across the country manage to do this on a daily basis...
Mailing rebates, coupons, sure, discounts.
Manufacturers do the same thing. All that stuff's done, but, you know, the government... Well, they don't do it very often, and then you're asking, you know, bureaucrats to get up and do some work, and yeah, it fails miserably, and it's no surprise to me. The government fails at just about everything it does.
Well, yeah, and this is an attempt to address a problem created by government policy, which has itself failed, so government's created a new problem in trying to address the problem it created.
Right, so they are the problem, so likely they'll be able to fix it by saying, okay, we're extending the deadline a year. We'll give our bureaucrats an extra year, and then they'll put the expiration date on the coupons. They'll give themselves a year and a half to get the money to the retailer. So, you know, they'll give themselves no interest loans to the retailer for 18 months or something like that. And, you know, they'll finally manage to pull it together.
Oh, it's just an absolute mess. I didn't want to bring this story up to make it sound like I'm advocating that these welfare recipients, you know, be treated better by the government. I just wanted to point out.
I don't consider them welfare recipients. I think that that's mean. Look, the government created the problem. I will not be able to watch broadcast television because the government came up with this stupid rule that says that television stations can't broadcast.
So would you take the coupon?
Yes. Absolutely, I'd take the coupon. There's nothing unprincipled about that. The government creates a problem, has a solution that, you know, a crappy solution for you. Yeah, they should make me whole.
Yeah, I can't say I would take the coupon. Nick, would you take it?
Oh, yeah.
You would?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. I don't know what... Back up your side calling these people welfare recipients or apologize.
I'm not going to bow down to the state in order to get a $40 discount on a piece of electronics. I'm not going to jump through whatever hoops they require.
What if
I'm not going to give them my name and information.
The state caused the problem. The state being the federal government caused the problem. They are the ones at fault here. They did the wrong. They should be responsible for making all parties involved whole. And the fact is,
they're doing it with other people's money.
What's that?
They're doing it with other people's money, Mark.
Yeah, what am I supposed to do about that? The power that they got in order to shut down the televisions, they got from those same jackasses that support the system.
You know, I wouldn't take it because I don't want federal government services. I don't want to be part of their program, so I wouldn't take it.
I don't want to be part of their program either.
But you take the money.
But when they come in my life and screw things up, yeah. I mean, they should pay to make me whole.
800-259-9231 is the number for you to take control of the airwaves. More coming up here.
You know, it's one thing to receive welfare where you get yourself into a hole and then you want the government to bail you out. That's not the government's fault that you got into a hole, that you smoke crack or whatever it is that you do. And calling them welfare recipients is wrong. It's mean. It's bad.
You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. It is your show. Tom in New Hampshire is on the way, and your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The Armchair Survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. They include archives. We've got an entire year's worth of the program right there on the front page of the website. Just put up the torrent a little late, but put it up today for May, so you can grab the entire month of May all in one fell swoop using our torrents. Just go to freetalklive.com to access those for free. President Barack Obama. How about John McCain? The North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card? What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire and join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we go to your phone calls about what you want, it's Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, first of all, what did you think of my book?
I did not read your book, Tom.
Okay, I met you guys at Pork Fest, and I told you about my book.
That's right. But I got a lot of books that I need to read, and yours is not one of them. I've got a huge list.
Okay,
I did save the site, Tom, and it's hard for me to read stuff that's online. I just, you know, kind of old-fashioned. I like to have a book in my hands, but I have saved the site to peruse at my leisure.
So, on March 2nd of 2006, two 18-year-old college students were killed in a horrific crash in Burton, Ohio, caused by a drunk driver who was 47 years old. And also critically injured was a 19-year-old Hiram College student in the back seat. Now, one possible response among the students, the fellow students out there, one thing that a lot of family members do, misguided family members, is they team up with Mothers Against Drunk Driving because they have this thing in their head that says Mothers Against Drunk Driving is against drunk driving. But the students said, hey, wait a second, what was Mothers Against Drunk Driving doing while this guy was racking up his 11 prior drunk driving convictions? Well, Mothers Against Drunk Driving was pushing for sting operations, keg registration laws, counterfeit-resistant IDs, and harsher punishments on people under 21, namely a lot of these students themselves, who get caught drinking responsibly, instead of going after these criminals that are driving around drunk. Obviously, it didn't make the two 18-year-old college students any safer. You know, no matter how well you can manage to suppress underage drinking, it's not going to stop these 47-year-olds from driving around drunk. So the students, a lot of them, they went to Columbus to lobby the Ohio legislature for tougher drunk driving laws. And they got Senator Timothy Grendel to introduce Senate Bill 17, which unanimously passed the Ohio Senate and overwhelmingly has recently passed the Ohio House of Representatives, and now is before Governor Ted Strickland to decide whether to sign it or not.
And what does that do?
That would crack down on repeat drunk drivers.
Okay.
Instead of punishing the people for being under 21 who drink responsibly, it would put more punishment on the repeat drunk drivers.
Now, isn't somebody who drinks below the age of 21 that has any kind of alcohol in their system at all considered a drunk driver?
That I'm not sure whether it does that or not, but keep in mind that that's drinking and driving.
Correct.
No matter how you look at it, that's still and driving.
It could be drinking cough syrup and driving, though.
But it is, I know, and not only that, but it's the and driving part. Too many laws omit that part of the drinking and driving
right,
laws.
Understood.
Like you, somebody stumbles out to their car to get their coat because it's a long walk home, and when they open their car door, they get busted for drunk driving.
Have their keys in their pocket. Sleeping in their car, having their keys in their pocket.
I thought the keys had to be in the ignition. Is that not the case anymore?
No, not anymore. Not anymore.
Keys can't be in the car.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I heard of somebody sitting on the hood of his car with the keys in his pocket, busted for drunk driving, sitting on the hood.
That's madness. It just keeps getting more insane.
Madness with two D's, that is. Yeah. So,
very good, Tom.
I just wanted to let people know that Senate Bill 17 passed. And see, these students, they didn't need those hate monger and bigots at Mothers Against Drunk Driving. They went down there and they did their own lobbying, and they got the job, at least that far. Now it's before the governor. And, my guess is the dude is going to sign it.
Well, yeah, how could he be against anything that that punishes drunk drivers? That would certainly be politically unpopular for him to oppose.
Yeah. So, drunk drivers, they're violating our right to safety. See, it's kind of like assaults and threats. And
I don't know if I agree with that. I think that drunk drivers can be safe. If they are intending that, if they are going 5 miles an hour, I don't really see how they could really be unsafe. So
well,
I think that if drunk driving were actually legal, then some drunks would be relatively safe drivers instead
but,
of having.
But reckless driving illegal? Is that what you're saying?
I think dangerous driving should be something that you know is worth dealing with, and whatever the reason.
Here's the issue. See, when you've been drinking, you still have a choice. Whether you're going to do stupid stuff or pick a fight with somebody because they don't like Curt Schilling as much as you do for the Red Sox, or they think that this one belongs in the Hall of Fame. So you're drunk, so you can control still. You still have a choice whether to pick fights or whether to get behind the wheel of a car or do any other crimes. You still have a choice whether to do them. But if you get behind the wheel, you're too clumsy to choose whether you're going to go off the road and into somebody, see, because you're too clumsy. Now, how clumsy is too clumsy is a judgment call, and that's one of the, it's an opinion of degree, which is harder to define than, clear-cut questions like, where do you draw the line? How drunk is too drunk? Well, you don't draw the line back there at the cash register because the person isn't driving. Do you draw the line when they get behind the wheel and start the car, or when they actually start moving the car? Now we're quibbling over islands in the river, not which river. Okay,
yeah.
So
I see where you're coming from. I just, I stand by my position that it's dangerous driving that I have a problem with, and not necessarily impaired
driving. Dangerous driving. Driving too fast is just as bad as driving drunk because, you're coming over the top of a hill and somebody is pulling out of a driveway up ahead. If you're driving too fast, you can't stop.
You can't stop.
If you're driving at the speed limit and you're drunk as a skunk, you can't stop. It's the same threat to their safety.
There you go, Tom. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I think the best advice is that, if you've had more than a beer or two, don't get behind the wheel.
There you go. Let's continue. This one is Dustin on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, guys. Hi there.
What's on your mind tonight?
I heard you commenting about the FCC thing. I've been thinking about this for quite a while, and since I kind of work in that arena, I had some thoughts that someone may not have really thought about.
Okay, wait. What about the FCC? I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Well, I was listening online. Weren't you talking about the FCC screwing with how
the television stations?
Right.
Yeah. They're mandating that the television broadcasters must switch over to HD coming up in February. You had comments. Hang on, we'll get to you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Again, 800-259-9231.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359. Your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-990-4998. That's 1-800-990-4998. 1-800-990-4998.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickles CAI, toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. What the hell is an amphibious rotini monster, and who is the Anarchy Boogeyman? And should you be afraid of him? AnarchyInYourHead.com is a webcomic about the philosophy of freedom in its purest form. Check in every Friday for a new strip and find bonus material throughout the week, all at AnarchyInYourHead.com. That's AnarchyInYourHead.com. As we continue with your phone calls, Dustin is on the line in Los Angeles. You're back on Free Talk Live, Dustin. You had mentioned the FCC's mandate to flip all television over to the new high-definition television coming up here on February, which I believe was delayed by something like 3 years. So they've already put off that that mandated switchover date at least once. What were your thoughts?
Right. Well, my business is in the FM radio arena, and I've been looking online to see if the same thing applies to them. But basically,
it doesn't.
Well, it's not just referring to the time frame, but whether they are mandated to use a specific product. And what I saw happen was it was kind of a competitive industry-wide search to come up with what technology will be used for the so-called HD radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so a deal ended up being made between government and industry to use a specific product. And then that company gets to go and license that technology out to all these stations who must use that product. So it's really a mess, and we're finding that it doesn't work as advertised. And
But before you go on, HD radio, as I understand it, is not a mandated thing. There is no FCC rule that says radio stations must switch over. There is an FCC rule that says television stations must switch to television in HD, but not the same for radio.
And they use a lot more bandwidth, television stations do.
Right. So well, that was the whole idea was to free up bandwidth, which is all a fraud in itself. But I believe you're mistaken. All the AM and FM stations are, at least we're all under the impression we have to go to HD. And
really? This is news to me. What's the deadline?
Well, it keeps moving back, just like TV. I think it's in 09 now.
But, I can't imagine. Do you realize how many AM stations are just going to go out of business? There's a lot of stations out there that are hanging on with just their fingernails.
Exactly.
And a switch to a digital is going to... It's going to throw them in the crapper. They're just not going to be able to recover from it.
Well, HD doesn't stand for digital. It stands for hybrid digital. And basically...
Well, it's all a fraud.
Well, what it allows the station to do is to sort of piggyback digital channels on top of
an
analog channel.
Spectrum, right?
Well, if you're talking about FM, it's different for AM.
Oh, God.
But it basically allows you to piggyback additional channels on FM to your main analog channel. At this point, it could go all digital, and then you could just have a bunch of digital channels on one frequency. That's sort of the general idea of how it works. But I've been paying attention to HD radio. And I have to say that I've never once seen anything about it being mandated because, I mean, it is going to be an expensive process. From what I understand, the transmitters or encoders or whatever it is they need to run the HD systems, I mean, we're talking about like $40,000 for an AM license, just one.
Right. Yeah, you got to get a transmitter. Some antennas have to be changed. Some of the isocouplers, it goes on and on. And the other thing that we found here in L.A. is that we're not using the service, and it was touted with rays of sunshine coming off of it like it was going to be great.
Right, everybody's going to have an HD radio in their car, but no,
right, and
not.
It's going to sound better, and it's going to perform just as well, and it doesn't.
Right.
To utilize that, first of all, everyone has to have a radio, and they don't. And second, the infrastructure of radio facilities has to we have to spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to make it happen, and it's. And the other point I wanted to get to was...
Yeah, and before you go on, I mean, just so people get an idea about these HD radios, I think that there's probably as many HD radios in your town as there are shortwave. I mean, that shows how many people are out there listening.
I think I probably have more HD radios than anyone else here in Keene. I've got two
of them. What this is going to do is limit who can get on the air. I mean, it's already having that effect. But basically, how it affects me is pirate radio could go away.
What do you mean?
Well, if...
Oh, if they mandate receivers switch over to HD?
Yes, suddenly all receivers are built for HD only. And we fully expect that analog carrier that everyone's listening to right now, that's going to go away.
What? And now you said 2009 is the deadline on this? I haven't heard anything about this, Dustin.
We put HD on the air in 2004 under extreme pressure to make it happen.
Yeah, but there's only like 1,700 HD stations out there, and there are thousands of potential stations. So
it might be more than you think. Everyone I know of is HD. But I'm in a major metro.
Yeah, well, that's why.
But I think mom and pops are going to have a real tough time making this happen, which is probably another reason the deadline keeps getting pushed back. But there is this agreement between government and industry to use a specific product, and that's really bugging me. And this kind of happened back with AM stereo, which was a failed experiment, where a couple companies were trying to get their version of stereo out there, and they both got left in a ditch, but that's a different story.
Yeah, I do understand where you're coming from, and I agree. I think it's there's something wrong when the government grants a monopoly status to somebody, and that is what they've done with the HD technology. There were a couple other competing sort of digital formats that were out there, and they're just not allowed to be utilized. And so there's no level of competition. The company that's created the HD radios, it's essentially got a lock on that technology, and they're the only ones that radio stations can go to, so they can pretty much charge whatever price it is they want to charge. Not only do you have to buy the equipment up front, but you also have to pay them a licensing fee every year, and I have no idea how much that costs.
Oh, it's got to be thousands.
I would imagine.
Again, I wish I knew more about the TV side. What I have been told by one of the head engineers out here is they didn't take into account the tall buildings and stuff and metros, and when you get radio bouncing off of those, especially in TV, you start to get all these signals out of phase, And they weren't counting on that. And so the effective usable range of this HD TV is not near what they thought it was going to be.
Oh, so the HD TV, is it broadcasting at a lower power?
Yeah, well, see, that's another funny thing is we all started out broadcasting it. It was supposed to be this highly efficient signal, and we've cranked it up. Everyone had to crank it up, keep going back to the FCC and saying, well, we need a little bit more juice. And they go, well, okay, here you go. You know, we'll give you permission to broadcast. And so most of the HD carriers have been cranked up higher, which means all those guys that spec their systems, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gear, to get enough power in the first place, now they have to go upgrade that. And
all this really does is it adds cost to the advertisers. I mean, you want to factor all that. You want to factor in. I mean, it wouldn't cost as much for a radio station to upgrade as it would a TV station. But either way, you're looking at hundreds of thousands of dollars.
All costs.
That's all going to get factored in.
All costs everywhere go to the consumer. The fact is, if Gillette advertises on the radio and they have to advertise in order to keep their market share,
that's a good point.
Then it costs more to make their razors, and it's likely going to. It's going to tend to result in prices going up.
Well,
Dustin,
we'll be fine.
If you could find
that stimulus check, from the government.
Hey, Dustin, if you can find an article that actually references there being a deadline for an HD radio switchover,
mm-hmm.
I'd love to see it because I still don't believe you on that.
Yeah,
I've never heard a rumor about that until now.
I'll post it on the BBS.
All right, man. Thanks for that.
Right.
I appreciate that. And email it to me as well in case I don't see it because there's a lot of stuff on the BBS. And thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. I hope that's not the case, because if they have mandated a switch over to HD radio, then that's going to be a mess.
Now, HD radio works on AM, because my understanding was that HD was for FM only.
It's both. It's
okay.
Both. The HD radio on FM allows for piggyback channels, so you can have like up to three channels on one channel. Whereas
it's
AM,
be a mess, and it could result in a lot of stations just going off the air.
That's what it sounds like it's going to do if that happens. But I really question that that's going to be the case. Though it would make sense, right? The big radio conglomerates would like to knock the mom and pops out of business, and if they can do it by setting another unexpected bar where the business is they didn't budget this. They didn't expect they were going to have to bump up to this new HD technology, and that's going to result in them just having to close the doors or sell the station. It could be a real mess. Plus, replacing all the consumer receivers that are out there? That's nuts.
That
more coming
nuts.
Up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man,
and your toenails need Nonex nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. So if you like Free Talk Live, you want to help support Free Talk Live, get us on more radio stations across the country, and also introduce new internet listeners to the program, go and become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there for as little as $3 a month, and then that money we reinvest it into the show to do the things I mentioned earlier. You can get a list of the things we're doing with the money and get on board all at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So I was just digging around a little bit there during the break to try to verify what Dustin said about the HD mandate, because we HD radio mandate. We were talking earlier about television and how there's this deadline of February 2009 when all regular broadcast signals, TV broadcast signals, are ordered by the FCC to halt, and they are only allowed to broadcast in HD at that point. So it's my understanding that one of the reasons for that, I mean, in the world, the crazy world of the FCC at least, the reason for that is that, as you said, Mark, they're trying to conserve bandwidth, right? They're trying to reduce the bandwidth that the TV stations use because digital takes less bandwidth, a lot less bandwidth than old analog right. television transmissions. And you have to understand what the FCC is going to do with all that free bandwidth is it's going to auction it.
It's going to claim it as its own.
Well, it already has. And it's going to say, okay, now that those stations are off the air, we can take this free bandwidth that they used to be using. It's now available. We're going to put it up on the auction block and make, you know, billions of dollars off of it. Because companies like Motorola and Google and other companies like that will come in and they'll bid to be able to operate their services on that bandwidth. So that's the motivation for the FCC to have that shutoff date. That's the reason for it. And the same motivation doesn't exist with FM radio. And to that end, or to that point, according to radio or RTOonline.com, at least as recently as 2007, the FCC said it will not set a mandatory conversion date for digital radio broadcasting. Now, so that's the latest that I could find online. It doesn't sound like they are going to be forcing radio listeners to switch out their equipment like they are with television viewers. And again, the reason there is that
the switch over to digital radio does not really significantly save any bandwidth whatsoever. The digital radio system that he was talking about, the HD radio system, it operates in tandem with the analog systems, which really allows for a pretty smooth transition over time, in that a station can go on the air, it can add HD to its signal and still have an analog transmission all on the same frequency. And I'm being very general about the technology here. But then down the road, if they wanted to, they could turn off the analog and go all digital. So that's in the hands of the stations to decide. And at this point, the FCC has not mandated any of it. Will that mean that the FCC will continue to not mandate it? I don't know. They can do whatever they want. It's an arbitrary government organization. But from what I can tell, as of right now, there is no mandated switchover for radio, which, as far as I'm concerned, is good news.
Well, and for the stations, an advantage to being able to broadcast in analog and the HD is if the HD technology flops, they still have their analog signal. They don't have to.
Oh, and let me tell you, it's flopping. Well, I mean, I'm a huge radio fan. I love radio of all types. And looking at the HD radio thing, it's pretty much dead in the water at the moment. Like, the radio industry keeps trying to pump cash into it to try to pump it up and get as many, deals to where they can get it in Fords and, as many autos as possible. But they just haven't done a real good job. And as Dustin said earlier, the technology isn't the hottest either.
If there was competition between the different technologies,
yeah, that would be nice.
Someone that might have had a better idea that actually worked better than the technology currently being used, and I'm obviously in over my head on the technical side. I just know that if you have three new technologies that are pretty much trying to provide a similar service, you'll probably find the one that works best and in the most cost-effective way will saturate the market and eventually take the largest market share, even if you still have other technologies floating around.
It could be very well. That may or may not be true. The one that's marketed best is the one that's going to succeed. Maybe the one that is the best will get the most dollars and therefore be marketed best because it has more dollars to be marketed with. But, as the case may be, the marketplace isn't perfect. It's just significantly better than the government by a large, large margin.
True, but even if you have a slick marketing campaign on the worst technology out of, say, a group of three, you still have the option, if you're a savvy consumer, of ignoring the marketing and going with a different option.
Let's look at Microsoft versus Apple. I mean, the fact is, Apple was at the bottom floor there before Microsoft. They failed in the marketing with their marketing apparatus, and
they're bouncing back though, aren't they?
That much is true. They're getting bigger, but they have, from what I'm told, a better operating system. I've used it. I'm more familiar with Microsoft. It Apple seems a little simple to me. I've heard it called the Play School operating system.
And there's going to be some Mac users that are very offended by that.
Yeah, well,
I'm sure there'll be PC users who are offended by saying that.
If one can compare Apple users to religious zealots, the Linux users are like the Jesuits. I mean, the last people you want to mess with are the Linux users. So,
they'll hack you.
Yeah, they're just they just do not like you talking down to Linux. So anyway,
you can expect that over time we will follow the saga, the sad, pathetic saga that is HD radio. I still think it's kind of a neat little technology. That's why I've got a couple of them, just because, I'm a radio geek, and it is cool to have stations piggyback on one another. And when I drive and I go to other markets, I like to listen to see what's out there. And I have to say that one of the things that's really good about it, it's got its ups and downs. One of the things that's really good is because it's a digital signal, there's no noise. There's none of that FM or AM noise that you can hear if you turn the radio up loud enough.
You can hear some static.
If you put like classical music on HD radio, it sounds really nice because in the real quiet parts, it's just quiet. So that's kind of cool. And it's cool to have the multiple channels, but the problem is the technology is really kind of ancient because the FCC got in the way. And the FCC made it so that this digital technology that they've had over in the UK for years and years and years, it's not the same, but they've had digital radio there for a long time. Here it's not been as long. They could have had it by the mid to late 90s. Instead, it came out in the early aughts. And so there was, like a 5 to 10 year delay, essentially, in this technology.
Well, and that's the case with almost every broadcasting technology. The FCC doesn't improve the technology that's available to consumers.
No, it just slows it down.
It just slows it down, and it narrows the number of choices you actually have in terms of what you listen to on a daily basis, never mind how it's delivered.
Right. Probably the best example of that is that the cell phone technology, cell phones that everybody have in their pockets, you know, currently, they didn't really hit big. I remember it being a big deal.
Big in the late 90s, I would say.
Yeah, like mid to late 90s. And I remember in 1989, it was a huge deal that a friend of mine's dad carried a cell phone. Now, my mother carried one for a long time, but she was an engineer for the telephone company, so, you know, they gave her one.
Yeah.
But, you know, it didn't hit till the mid to late 90s. Well, that technology was around in the late 60s. We could have had cell phones from the late 60s. Imagine people stop and think.
How would that have changed?
What would the world be like today?
Yeah.
If the FCC and the government didn't get in the way of communication technology, where would we be today, currently, without the government stepping in? And this is just cell phones. Just imagine what cell phones and in so many other industries.
Well, the internet likely only took off in the way it did because it wasn't in the early stages being broadcast through the airwaves, so there was no FCC to get in
right.
the way. But now with wireless, you have the FCC has slowed wireless development down too.
Yeah, you can look at many instances of different products, you know, where the government has slowed it down. But if you want to see what it's like when products aren't slowed down, look at computers. Look at the internet. The internet. Governments are largely uninvolved in the internet, and computers, well, you see lots of advances there, and the government hasn't figured out how to mess with computers much.
Thank goodness.
They've kind of gotten involved in antitrust suits with Microsoft and that kind of thing, but, you know, largely they're not involved.
You know, I've actually got an example of a story that doesn't have anything to do with this side of technology, but has more to do with the health side of technology, how technology has expanded into the world of healthcare, and at this point, at least in California, the government is stepping in to help protect the doctor monopoly.
Mm.
We can talk about exactly what's going on there. Plus, in other health-related news, Nick, you've got a story about the Veterans Administration using the veterans as guinea pigs, which, I mean, it's kind of old news, but it's a new, you know, the new story on how they're using the veterans today.
Right,
what is it they're doing?
Experiment.
People
yeah.
forget.
How are they harming these poor guys that are just looking to get some free health care, which is what they were promised. 800-259-9231. We've got all that and your calls coming up. John, Dave, and Mark all on the line. Ladies come first. If you make the call, this is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode, LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!